12th week, 3rd day, a hiding place. Once, as I rode by train through a great desert, I saw a cow lying out in the blistering sun, and nestled close to her in the shade of her body was a newborn calf. That cow stayed in the intolerable heat to lend comfort to the calf until it would be strong enough to seek shelter in a barn. I recalled Isaiah, chapter 32, verse 2, "A man shall be a hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land." Have you ever been in such a desperate trouble that you went seeking help? And did you find what you needed in some huge, elaborate church made with costly skill or even in a sermon? I think if you were in deep distress, that you went directly to a man or a woman who you believed would understand and love you. Now you can be a hiding place for others. When others come to you for help, first make sure that you are not trying to win praise or admiration, financial remuneration, or any other benefit whatever. For to mix love with any alloy renders you useless to others. And do not try to do things for them or save their souls. Just get so close to God that His presence manifests through you in peace and love. Then, like Sir Galahad, you will have the strength of 10 because your heart is pure. If someone comes to you for friendship, even more than help, you will be able to bless him more because he will be receptive to your love. You cannot force love upon anyone, but when one needs it, you can give it in Jesus' name, which means with perfect purity. Then expect their greatest blessings to come to him according to God's perfect plan, because he hungered and thirsted after righteousness and love. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of John, chapter 4, verses 16 and 17. "And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world."